to Turbin. Turbin's in for the touchdown.
Have fun, play with some heart, play with passion.
Turbin is in. He gets the call. On second down and goal, and pushes it through, and the Colts have scored a touchdown.
What's up, everybody? Yours truly, Turbo. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Got a special guest on the show today. Six-time All-Star, Cy Young Award winner. They call him the King. King Felix Hernandez. What's up, man? How you
doing? What's up, man? How you doing, brother?
I'm good.
Thank you for the invite, man.
Hey, before we start, listen, I really want to say that I appreciate you coming on to the show for real. All right.
No, man, we've been talking about this a lot.
Right. So really thankful, man. King Felix, where did that come from? Like, how did that start? Like, they've been calling you the King, like, since you were, you know, coming up as a kid or
birth?
What? Like,
no, not like that. It's all fine. When I came, I was in Tacoma. They started calling me the King. And when they called me out to the big list, and it was like that name just keep popping on the news, King Felix. I really like that fucking nickname. Sorry.
It's all good.
And it stay like that. I'm still the King right here.
So like, was that like something like you think like LeBron probably like took that nickname from you, or what?
No, I think LeBron came out earlier. I think LeBron came out in 04. Then they started calling the King, and they came up on the 05. But I used to basketball. I'm in baseball.
Yeah, that's true.
You gotta
have a King. You gotta have a King of baseball. So you took that and you ran with it.
Man, I really love it. And trying to do my best. Just put that name right there.
I love it. Do you own a crown? I feel like you need a crown. And what are those things
called?
Like a spear?
Actually, my hat. Look at my hat. The crown and shape.
There you go.
There it is.
I love it.
My logo had a little crown and
key. Yes. Okay. I love it.
Yeah. Speaking of your logo, man, so you coming out with some shoes. You got some, you know, some apparel and stuff like that you're coming out with. Is that right?
Yes. I came out with hats and shoes. I mean, it was in my mind a long time ago. But now we're trying to produce. And then there was a hat, shoes, because I'm fashionista.
Oh,
love fashion.
Yeah.
Dior shirt and everything.
No, everything. I'm a Dior fan. A bunch of stuff that I love. I like my tight jeans, everything. And I love that because I like to look good.
Yeah, I feel you. Is that like, so you know how like in football, basketball, right, they really, you know, the media really displays the swag that the players is that something that you do too?
Baseball's not like that. It's not like that, like you guys or the NBA players. Not. But for me, I take it from you guys, from the NBA players and from the football players, because I'm always in the media and I always try to look good because I'm like that. I love my clothes, I love the way that I dress. So if you don't like it, you don't like it. That's the way I dress.
So what's like a normal game day attire for you? You getting suited and booted, or you like sweats? You know.
No, we wear suit when we fly to another city. Mm-hmm. That's why we wear suit. But like every game, like you can wear. If you're at home, you can wear shorts, or you can wear something like, you know, sweatpants and everything. But when you're in the road, you wear your nice clothes, nice t-shirts and everything. But bro, I'm telling you that. I dress every day. I dress every day. Every single day, I put some stuff on it.
I feel you. I mean, that's how it should be. I feel like because you guys play so many games, like they really shouldn't even trip off what you wear.
Yeah, I would give up by the end of the season for sure. I'd be in my pajamas rolling out.
No, but I mean, yes, a lot of people do that. A lot of guys
that,
do that.
But not King Felix, though.
No, actually, when we go on a trip.
Queen Bridget, though,
like
let's be honest.
Days.
I'd be in a one.
I would say six, seven days. I'd take two suitcases. One for my shoes, one for my clothes.
Okay.
All the time. When everybody take one, I take two. I was like, Felix, what are you doing? I was like, no, I throw my clothes. My clothes over here, my shoes over here. So
That's a real pro right there.
What if
man.
You lose one and you don't have any shoes to wear?
No, no. What do you mean we're going to lose one? It's a team playing. We're but not going to lose anything.
Somebody takes your suitcase on accident. What if a rookie steals all your shoes?
Hell no. It's not going to be a problem if a rookie steals all my shoes. It's going to be a problem. So but I need the other top number, so we're not going to lose anything. So it's the top number right there, number 34.
So when can we expect the launch of your new shoes?
Oh, it's in my Instagram already.
Oh, you launched them?
No, the hat is in my Instagram. The shoes is coming up next week. Coming up next week.
That's what's up. Y'all heard it first, man. Go get you a new pair of King Felix shoes.
I was just watching the shoes. I was like, really, really nice. I mean, came out really nice.
I'm gonna cop me a pair for sure. Let's get into the goods, man. Obviously, like we've all been dealing with the same situation with the COVID-19 and everything like that. You know, baseball and spring training was, I believe, interrupted midway through. So you guys had to kind of stop there. You had a phenomenal career in Seattle, and we'll get to that in a second. But, you know, how has the pandemic affected you personally from a preparation standpoint, training, and everything like that? What have you been able to do? What have you not been able to do?
Well, I'll tell you this, man. The only thing about this thing is just be home with my family.
Yeah.
I mean, because May, June, I always playing baseball, never being in this side. Uh-huh. With my family in the house. But what I said is, like, we were ready. We were really, really close to get through the season. And now we got to step back. Gym's not open. I mean, you got to work out at home. And it's not the same because it's not the same motivation.
Right.
It's a little different.
Right.
And, you know, you got to start a game like this, in, like, from 0 to 100 real quick.
I feel you. Do you think that, in your opinion, like, how should the MLB, you know, start baseball again? You know, the NBA players are talking about, you know, we need 3-4 weeks of training before we get back on the court. Do you feel the same way for the baseball players? You guys want to start the season?
Oh, for sure, man. We need 3 or 4 weeks to be ready again. For sure.
Yeah,
because, I mean, for pitchers, it's going to be hard because you need to get – because I was already in 5 innings doing the spring training. Because I threw 4 games. I was like 5 innings. Now I have to get back to 1, 2, 3, 4 again. And it's going to take time.
How has your experience in Atlanta been so far? I mean, obviously, like we talked about, you didn't get to play the full amount of spring training, but you did get to get out there, get on the hill a little bit. How's it been? How's the camaraderie been amongst the players, the manager, the team, and everything like that for you? How's the adjustment?
Bro, I love it. Love it.
Great?
My teammates, the energy of that group, man, is amazing. The coaching staff, they're really, really good. Man, I love it. I can't wait to get back in there.
I want to know, what's been the biggest difference about spring training in the Grapefruit League versus Cactus League? Like, I've only been to spring training in Arizona. I don't know what it's even like in Florida.
You want to know the truth?
Yes, I want to know the truth.
The ball flies in Arizona. The ball flies in Arizona. Every fly ball is a homer.
Wow.
The pitches, when you throw your pitches, they don't move the same thing like they move in Florida. It's different.
Is it because the humidity or something? Or
the humidity and the weather, yes. It's different.
Huh. I would have never thought that really had an effect on the ball like that.
Yeah, I would think like altitude. Like, you know how at Coors Field in Denver?
Yeah, yeah, like, the ball flies there too.
Yeah.
In Arizona, it's so dry that the balls fly. My God. Look at my numbers in spring training in Arizona. But I wasn't doing anything because I knew I had a spot in the rotation. So
yeah.
Just look at my numbers. But now I came here with a different eye over here in Florida. So I need to, you know, I was fighting for a spot.
Awesome. So, like I mentioned earlier, you had a great career in Seattle, Cy Young Award winner, 6-time All-Star. You had a streak going where you had 10 straight opening days that you were out there.
I don't know what they took in number 11.
Is that something that you took pride in? I mean,
It should be 11 straight. Not 10,
yeah,
11.
How did you feel last year when you didn't get the nod?
I feel really bad. I said, why did you do that? Wow. But all the things that I did in Seattle, you're going to do that to me?
Yeah. I feel
that's disrespect. That's complete disrespect. Disrespect.
I feel you on that. I feel you on that. But listen, I mean, you did have 10 straight. While you were on that streak, I mean, is that something you took pride in, though, like starting the season off and making sure you guys start to win every year?
I'm going to tell you, so opening day is like every Sunday in football. Like every Sunday, I feel like it's opening day.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so opening day, you got there, a lot of eyes are looking at you, a lot of people, and then starting new season, it's always like, I want to get that knock. I want to opening day. I want an opening day.
Yes, without the noise of CenturyLink.
Oh, shoot a lot.
Well, opening day brings a pretty big crowd.
Yeah, we do big crowd, but they're not loud like that.
Well, baseball's different, man. You know, you know, pitchers got to concentrate and focus. You know, like, there's times you got to wait different times to cheer, you know?
Oh, yeah. When we score a run, somebody hit a homer. Yeah.
Strike somebody out, you know.
I get that, yes.
Yeah. You know? No, I'm curious, though, fan-wise. I mean, it is a very interesting vibe in Seattle. Have you ever eaten one of those? Are they fried or baked, whatever those grasshoppers are?
Oh, yeah. That's a good
those nasty things that people eat there?
Good luck. No, not me.
Not me either.
Turbo, what about you, Turbo?
Come on, people.
I'm not really
for Seattle and you haven't even eaten the food, the signature dish.
I don't know about you, King
That's
Phoenix,
a delicacy,
man,
Rob. That's a delicacy right
there. I'm not really one of those that I try, you know, outlandish foods. I eat what I like. Like, I keep it basic and simple. I don't really.
You're basic.
Oh, me too, man. I eat what I like. I don't eat like, no, try this. Hell no. I don't know what is that. I'm not going to try that.
Talk about Seattle, though. What were some of your favorite, you know, places to go out and maybe have a dinner or
like
hang out at?
That place in downtown is called Umi. It's a sushi place. I love that.
Downtown Seattle?
Yeah, downtown Seattle.
I hadn't gone there.
That's really good. We always go.
They have sushi burritos in Seattle. They're so good. Sushi burritos.
Excuse me?
Sushi burritos.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about at all.
Oh my gosh, you guys, are you kidding me? Lots of places have the sushi burrito.
Wait a minute.
Or the sushi cone?
Never heard. The cone, yes, the cone. I mean, you get a sushi cone at the Yard House.
Okay, no, but not like a good one. Not like I went out and I swam and I went out in the Sound and I fetched my own fish and I put it in a cone.
I've never heard of a sushi burrito. Change your life. Not at all.
I like C-Star by Bellevue.
Okay, yeah, that's a good spot. Great spot.
That's a great spot. I like John Howie and Bellevue too.
Uh-huh.
I don't eat meat. I don't eat any steak.
Really?
Not at all.
Oh, no. Is that part of your diet? I don't like it. It doesn't taste good.
For me, it doesn't taste good. No, I don't like it.
Oh my gosh, that's wild.
So you eat fish? I'm assuming.
I eat fish and chicken.
Oh,
that's it.
That's meat.
Yeah.
You don't eat red meat.
Interesting.
I eat rice,
I eat fish, I eat chicken, I eat other things, but no, I don't like meat. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of
like seafood,
that, like,
whatever.
When your stomach feels heavy, it's just not worth it.
Yeah, some people feel like it's not really all that healthy for you anyways.
Yeah.
No, it's just the taste. I don't like the taste. And when it's like, it's nasty.
Rob, doesn't Pete Carroll eat pretty plant-based? I heard that about him and his wife, that they're pretty plant-based and...
I have no, you know, if he, oh. he I would, I, honestly, with as much energy as he has, he still runs around like he's in his 30s.
I love that energy. I love that.
Yeah, he's still got the energy of a youngster, so I wouldn't doubt that his diet is similar to that. You know, listen, you built such a great career for yourself, you know, in Seattle. What was one of the most memorable moments that you had there?
More than a few.
Name them all. We got time. We're here.
Oh, no, we got plenty of time. Don't worry. I can talk all day. Let's start my first opening day in 2007.
Okay. That's a 2007 rookie year.
No, my rookie year was 05.
Okay, but okay.
But this okay. is but the start of the streak.
My first opening day started, I was in 2007. Uh-huh. That's the first time my mom flew from Venezuela to watch me pitch as a professional.
Wow. That's so special.
And
that's
I was like, mom's in the stand. Well, you need to do something good, Felix Hernandez. So go out there and kill it. So I went there. I threw eight innings. 13 strikeouts, 13 strikeouts, no runs. We won that game. That was amazing.
That's awesome. And
the other one I will say, when I got this, what is it?
Show us.
When I got this in 2010.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah, when I got this, that's another moment.
Yeah, man.
2012.
You pitched a perfect game.
August 15, perfect game.
Yeah. That was one. Now that's one of the hardest things to accomplish as a pitcher. Is that right?
Man, it's crazy. It's only been 23, I think. 23, right?
The 23rd. Yeah.
For our listeners who don't know what a perfect game is, explain what a perfect game is.
It's 27 up and 27 downs. It's 27. You face three guys every inning. It's three outs.
Yeah.
Every inning you face three guys. So nobody's getting base, nobody
no
getting
walks, hit. No anything.
No walks, nothing. It's just completely this.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's amazing. And you said you were one of 23 guys in MLB history to do that?
I was the last one to do it.
How many guys have done it before? Like, how many guys in history do we know?
22 before me.
Yeah, it was. He's the 23rd.
22,
yes.
That's it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was the last one. I'm not the 23rd. I'm the last one.
Wow. The last one was in 2012. That's amazing. Now, I know you guys have gotten close.
If I tell you this, you're not going to believe me. If I tell you this, you're not gonna believe me. I didn't even realize that I just threw a perfect game. I think at the end of my career, when I retire, I'm going to sit down. I just did this. I'm going to tell myself, shit, I just did this.
Well, I know, like, you know, you still have plenty left in the tank, like plenty more to accomplish. You know, in your departure, you know, to Seattle and get an opportunity with Atlanta, did you ever debate like retirement, you know, before going to Atlanta at all? Did that ever cross your mind? Like, I think I'm done.
Not yet, man. I got some goals in my mind that I want to accomplish. Mm-hmm. But never came out of my mouth. My charter with Seattle was done at the end of last year. I said, no, I'm not coming back with Seattle.
Yeah.
You see, if you remember my last game when I threw in Seattle, it was amazing.
Yeah,
I remember. It
was crazy. I was like, no, but I'm not coming back next year. I'm not trying to go like a different team, a playoff team, a team that can go to the World Series and win the World Series, right? Because that's the thing that
that's the ultimate goal.
Compliments as a player. And I need to get 200 wins and 3,000 strikeouts. That's my main goal, because I want to be Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes. I mean, arguably already are. I mean, just from a...
The numbers are right there. But if I get the 200 wins and the 3,000 strikeouts, done.
But I know as an athlete and as a competitor, you always feel, you know, there you still have more to accomplish. Even like Tom Brady's like, you know, he's 42. Yeah, he's like, I'm not done. I still have more in the tank, more to give to the game.
I'm not done yet.
It's really inspiring to see that you still have that motivation and that fire to go out and still want to compete and be the best. Mm-hmm. Be the best.
I love the game of baseball, man. And every time I cross those lines, I'm just going to compete with anybody else. Can't say whoever it is.
You mentioned,
go out there and just compete. You want to beat me? Okay, let's fucking do it.
See, I love that. You still got the energy of a rookie, and it's great.
Yeah. You mentioned that you love the game of baseball. When did you fall in love with the game of baseball? When did that happen for you?
I saw when I was 5 years old, then my mom and my dad were playing baseball.
That's when he started. Yeah,
playing. I was growing up, and I see my brother signed before me as a professional. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And I was like, no, I'm gonna sign too because I'm gonna be like that. I'm gonna be a professional. Yeah. Because I was watching the game on TV. I was like, I wanna be like those guys on TV, like in the big leagues.
Yeah,
and I was like, I love this.
And this was in Venezuela. You grew up in Venezuela.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And when did you come over to the States?
When I was 16 years old, I think it was 2002.
All right.
It was hard. First, it was hard because it was the first time. I was like apart from my family, first of all, and then no English at all.
What?
Right.
Zero English.
None. Zero.
Dude. So how were you able to manage that? Did you get a translator or
no? No, we don't get a translator. No, we don't.
Did you go to school?
No.
Okay, so what? Back up.
You had to learn it on the fly.
What happened?
I'm gonna tell. Hold on, but let me tell you the whole story first.
All right, yeah, tell us the whole story, please.
I was like, in my mind, I wanna know the language because I wanna know what they're saying. And I wanna know because I'm the kind of people that I'm like. What are they saying? What people say? And I start watching TV, I start watching the news, I start watching cartoons, and I was, you know, hanging out with the white boys and just listen to them, what are they saying? And what does this mean? And I started, you know, I'm starting learning and learning. Uh-huh. Now here I am.
You speak it well, man. It's not.
Do you know what the first word you learned was, or like the first phrase?
Yes, number 7, Jack in the Box. Number 7. Yes.
What is a number seven? God. What's a number seven?
It was a double cheeseburger, I think it is.
Oh my gosh. Wait, what's the meal? What is it?
And there was a double cheeseburger.
So you were still eating meat at this time. No.
Back in the day, it was back in the day, not anymore. That's the only thing that I was like, no.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
I
ordered
number 7 all the time, every day.
That is funny.
But
man.
there are some guys who refuse to learn English, and I don't understand that part.
Me neither. I don't get it. I don't get it either. I don't know why. I don't know what people are like that, but I don't
is
know.
That they like,
no, I mean, they know a little bit, but not fluent, not talking a lot. They use a lot of translators, not me. Because I want to express to people what I say, what I feel.
Right.
Right.
So that's what
right.
I want to learn.
And it won't be the same if it's not coming from you.
Yeah, exactly.
And because I feel like translators.
If you say something in Spanish, it's going to be different in English. So I just want to express what I feel. I just want to think my thing. Yes.
And low key, I feel like translators don't always say exactly what you said.
Not at all. That's true. That's 1,000% true.
I can't believe number 7 was the first thing.
Number 7, right there. Like the end morning, just to make sure that it's number 7.
That's funny. Can you you feel comfortable talking about, you know, coming up in Venezuela, how Venezuela was during that time, playing baseball and being able to you know, leave the country and come to the States to pursue your career?
Yeah, for sure, man. I mean, we're not. When we start, we're not a rich family. My dad work a lot. My mom is she's always at home. You know, growing up, it was like, all right, I want my mom to have a nice house. I want my mom and my dad not working anymore.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go out there and fight for what I need to do and be an elite athlete. That's what I want to do. When I went to the United States when I was 16, my mom, that's what you want to do. You want to live it up? Yes, that's my mom. That's what I want to do. I want to go out there. I want to, you know, complete my dream just to be a major league player.
That was a dream from the beginning.
That was a dream from the beginning.
Awesome.
My brother work hard. Work have never made it to the big leagues.
Just one brother you had?
One brother, great professional, yes. Sufficient. He spent 14 years in the minor league. Never made it to the big leagues.
14.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. And is that the only sibling that you have?
No, the only one that played professional. The other one was I got my sister and my older brother. I'm the youngest one.
Okay. All
right. I'm the baby of the family.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah. I'm similar. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
The youngsters. You know, I had
they take care of the whole family.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. No, my oldest sister, she was a basketball player. She was actually pretty good before the WNBA even existed. My older brother, he actually played baseball. He was a lefty. And then I had another older sister. They all, unfortunately, have passed on now. But they really, you know, drove my love for sports, you know, seeing them as just like – and I was really young. Like, the closest – like, my oldest sister, the closest was 11. We were 11 years apart. So I was, like, really like the baby, you know.
Did Bridget play any sports?
I was a cheerleader, man. Well, I was a dancer my entire life, and then I cheered at Oregon, and then I was a cheerleader, NFL cheerleader for the Chargers.
Right.
My bad. My bad.
Yeah, you know, she been there, done that. So when you came to the States at 16, that was your first introduction to the major leagues? Or
No, I started in the minor leagues first. That was the first time as a professional.
And I played
2.5 years in the minor league, and then I came up when
that's
I was 19.
Still not that long. Like, that's a fast track, pretty.
I know. That was really fast.
What team in the minor leagues? Were you in Seattle?
Seattle's team? I was in Seattle, yeah. So I played in Everett. That's the first
Everett
year.
Everett Aqua Sox? I know that.
Yes.
So.
In Everett, Wisconsin, and San Antonio, San Bernardino, Tacoma, and then the big list, yeah. I always been with Seattle, so.
What was like who was your inspiration? Like, I mean, I played baseball as a young kid, and my favorite thing to do when I played baseball, and this was, you know, my skill set, I wanted to play center field. I was fast, you know, I was always known for my speed. So I wanted to bat first. I wanted to lead off so I could, you know, possibly bunt, get on base, steal second, hopefully steal third. And being scoring position, but I got that knack from watching Ricky Henderson. Ricky Henderson is one of my favorite baseball players.
Yeah, I know.
He's my favorite baseball player of all time. Is there anybody that you grew up idolizing, had a favorite, wanted to be like?
Yeah, actually, yes. I mean, two pitchers. One from Venezuela, one from Dominican. Pedro Martinez and Freddy Garcia.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I love Pedro. I haven't watched Freddy Garcia pitch much, but he's in the Dominicans, like you said. But Pedro's one of my favorite pitchers.
Pedro's one of the bro, it's unbelievable.
Has he been like a mentor for you at all throughout your career?
Well, actually, we talk sometimes, but I talk more with Freddy. Freddy and I were really, really close.
That's great. That's awesome.
That's so
special.
Who else?
Like, when... Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying it's special.
Yeah, that is.
I was just saying that's special because, like, my favorite part of the Little League World Series is watching each kid say who their favorite player is. And then
you never said Felix. That's fucked up. Oh, sorry.
They do say Felix, that's man. Like,
I'm sorry. Maybe, you know what? If it were going to continue this year, I would have, like, asked one of them to say your name, but...
That was my dream as a kid. One of them was to play in the Little League World Series. I mean, I wanted to be a baseball player.
Never.
Have you ever played?
I always waited for a kid to say Felix Hernandez, AKA Felix.
Yeah.
Never said never. Never. It's okay.
I'm sure it's happened and you haven't heard it yet.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Especially
like, is it Curacao or wait, where's Andrew Jones from?
From Curacao, yes.
Yeah, every single kid on the Curacao team is always Andrew Jones. They always say his name. Every single one. That should be you.
You don't say that out there, believe it or not.
Maybe because I'm American now. That's why they don't say my name.
Have you played so? The league. They'll play like countries will play against each other, right? They do.
Yeah.
It's not like the Olympics or anything, right? But they, you know, they have these games.
Oh, we did the WBC, the World Baseball Classic.
Have you played in that?
Yes, 2 years.
You played for Venezuela.
Yeah, for Venezuela, yes. If I don't play for Venezuela, then people will kill me, man.
How's that? You know, how does it feel to play in something like that? The WBC, representing your country, going out there, trying to win a title.
It's different, man. The energy there, real different. When you wear, like, your jersey from your country, there's something else. Something else.
So it's there, like the fans, the crowd, the atmosphere.
The crowd, everything, man. It's like playing football on Sunday night.
Would you say it's a better atmosphere than playing in the MLB? Well, maybe just...
Oh, for sure. For sure. If you play against Dominica or you play against the United States, oh, it's different.
Wow.
Does the U.S. even play in that game? I feel like they don't.
Yeah, they do.
They do? That's cool. Yeah, that's got to be awesome, man. Did you guys... How were the results the 2 years that you played?
Man, we went to the semifinals once in 2009. We lost in the semifinal. And then we passed the second round in 2017 when I played. But we never win it. And the winner was twice Japan, Dominican, and United States, last one. With the time that we got, not to win a WBC, I mean, that's something else. We got to work on it.
Is that something you feel like you want to participate in at least one more time before you hang it up?
Yes, it was supposed to be next year, but they canceled it. Now I'm gonna get ready.
They canceled it already?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, so now for sure, I want to be part of that. Yeah.
Awesome.
How are you gonna do that if we don't have an opening day?
Oh well, I get ready.
How are you getting ready? What are you doing? Like, show me your moves. How are we staying fit and ready for the season?
Oh, you go up and down the stairs, up and down the stairs, up and down the stairs, up and down the stairs. Rearrange the kitchen, room kitchen.
How do you feel about potentially, you know, opening up the season, having to play games without the fans in the stands? You think it'll take away from the game a little bit?
I mean, yes, the energy for sure, man. It sucks.
Especially have you been watching the games in Korea though, with them using the robots?
No, not really.
So I haven't really been either. I've just seen like some pictures, but apparently it's going pretty well. Yeah?
Really?
I feel like
it's different. It's different. Like, nobody was saying it's not gonna be.
I just feel like it wouldn't be genuine with robots in the stands. I don't think the MLB would be open to doing that. Do you think baseball should open up and play the season without fans, or you think, you know, maybe we should just try for next year?
It's a risk. It's a risk.
Yeah.
It's a risk, right?
Yeah. I mean, and after that, because your family too, because, I mean, you're going to play with a lot of people. You're going to be around a lot of people because it's going to be 30 players, not 25 anymore. It's going to be 30 players.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be the staff, the coaches, going to be a lot of people. And then you're going to go home. You don't know what the fuck is going on.
Right. Right.
No. I don't know, man. I'm not really. I don't get it.
Yeah. The MLB recently, you know, talked about, you know, what they're going to do from a salary cap standpoint as well.
That's the other thing.
50-50 split. You know, what's your opinion on that? You know, if you care to share.
Man, I'm not gonna talk because I'm not part of the players' association, and because I don't need to say that thing.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's fair for the players that made 30 million and 20 million. I don't think it's fair.
Yeah. Well, we don't either. I mean, we're feeling the same. You know, they're trying to in our contracts. There's like a clause, like if you. You know, it's been rumored that there's a clause like if you end up coming down with COVID, you know, your contract can be void, you know.
Really?
It's like, yeah. And you know, and we're sitting there as players like, void? Are you serious? Like,
no, come on,
you gotta be a little bit more fair than that.
Hell no.
Yeah.
I think the owners know I appreciate what we do as a players.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. You know, as athletes, because, you know, we're the one out there fighting all the time and doing the stuff that we're not supposed to do. as a human being.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they do or they don't, or don't appreciate.
Don't appreciate. No.
Yeah. No, I can see that. But what? What about all the clubs? Some clubs have so much money, and some don't. How is that going to work this season if they're not able to really share revenue and help each other out?
I have no idea. I mean, I've been talking to the Players Association. I have no idea. This team, all the teams have got a lot of money. All of them. Don't tell me that. All of them, they got money. Mm-hmm. They made money.
In retrospect, no, I feel that. I feel that.
Yeah, 100%. I agree. You know, last year, and listen, if you don't feel comfortable talking about this, not an issue at all. But, you know, obviously, last year, the champions, the news came out that they probably shouldn't have been crowned because they knew exactly what was going on with every pitch being thrown and everything.
Oh, man,
like that.
I'm proud, bro.
Yeah, what's your opinion on the vibe?
I want to know what the vibe was at spring training.
The league? Like, guys on opposite teams, like, what's the vibe throughout the league and your personal feel on the Houston Astros?
Bro, I'll tell you, they're fucking cheaters.
Just plain and simple.
I knew you was going to say that.
Period.
Bro, I'm telling you, I face the Astros at home in Seattle.
How many guys did you bean during spring training?
Listen to this. You tell me if it's true or not. If I'm right, I'm wrong.
Okay.
I faced the Houston Astros at home through 6 innings, 3 runs. I lost 3-1 because we don't hit. 3-1. And then next week we went to Houston. I never passed the fucking 3rd inning. 7 runs.
Wow.
That's suspicious. Wow. Don't make sense.
You think? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why didn't he call it sooner?
A lot of the pitchers, man. Listen, a lot of the pitchers around the
Something's
league.
Something's in the air,
you know,
maybe.
They're getting real curious about how their stuff was just getting.
Dude, some stuff. I got good stuff. I was like, how did this fucking happen?
Yeah. So do you lose respect for the players, you know, how is it if an Astro player from last season goes into free agency, gets signed by a team that you're on, how are you supposed to feel about that guy? You know, you accept him as a teammate, or
it's been a lot of questions about what the pitcher's gonna do against the Houston Astros, whether they're gonna hit him or not. I mean, they did it for sure. They win the championship, whatever. If you do that again, you get I think the suspension was like really, really soft.
Okay, I've never been much of a gambler. But for all you gamblers out there, no sports going on, you feeling like there's nothing to bet on, I've got news for you. You can go to betonline.ag, bet on things like mixed martial arts, American Idol, etc., the election. You can use my promo code, MyPod100. Again, that's MyPod100, betonline.ag.
Yes, I agree, 100%. I thought the suspension was off, but it looked like to me the owner and commissioner were good buddies. So
all the owners and the commissioner.
But I feel like
COVID has so much overshadowed what Rob Manfred was doing and how he was handling the situation.
100%,
because now everyone is just focused on him getting opening day up and going.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yes. I mean, it's true.
Like, his job isn't as much under fire now.
No, not at all. No. Because all the stuff is going on right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've been playing baseball your whole life. Pedro, like you mentioned, was one of your idols growing up. You've done so many great things in Seattle. You've got so many great things coming up in your career as you continue it in Atlanta. You know, other sports, basketball, obviously out because of COVID. Are you a basketball fan?
Big fan.
Who's your team?
Yeah, who's your team?
Miami Heat.
Oh.
Okay. No matter what, with LeBron or without LeBron, it's the Miami Heat.
No, Miami Heat with D-Wade.
D-Wade, thank you.
D-Wade's my guy.
Wade County.
Wade County, that's my guy. Love him.
Yep, that's what's up. That's what, have you met him before?
Yes, yes, I met him, yes.
Guys, good friends? Awesome. Awesome.
Nice guy, man. Really, really good.
Listen, you guys have been a sneaky team this year. Miami Heat.
You're pretty good. You're pretty good. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, you got that young center, Bam. Yep. Tyler Harrell shooting threes, Duncan. I pay attention to that team. It's a pretty solid team.
Like it, man.
I know that
I watch every game. That was the thing. I sit on the couch and just watch this one, boom, and then go to the other one. I'm like this, watching every game. I'm a big fan of basketball. That's why I watch every game.
I love it, but that's also, it's just a great way to unwind. I mean, that's how you got to do it.
Yeah. No, I mean, listen, I love basketball. I wanted to go to the NBA.
He still
like
wants
first.
To, let's be that's honest.
That's right. I do. I don't tell very many people that.
Sorry,
okay?
Ron.
Okay, I usually keep that to myself. But so I'm sure you would love to see the NBA come back somehow, some way, right?
Who's going to be first? The NBA, baseball, football? Who's going to be the first one?
What do you think?
So, NHL? Come on.
NHL?
I think it'll MLS? Be basketball. I think it'll be basketball.
It should really? Be basketball
but,
because
okay,
the season already started.
But okay, but they're indoors, so it's harder to control.
What? It's easier to control.
No, because
no, it's not because,
no, because COVID spreads less when you're outdoors.
Yep.
Oh.
So you have to wipe things down.
I just feel
more.
Like they have the least amount of people though, like on a
yeah,
team.
But you're in a concentrated area, on top of each other.
That's true.
And you're right. Yes. Yeah, you are. Yeah, you're true.
I can see that.
But also, devil's advocate, even in a dugout, how many times are you handing off gloves, helmets, whatever it may be? Like, you're
You know what the proposal was? You can't spit. You can't do high fives. You can't be close to each other. You can't eat sunflower seeds. I was like, how are you going to play baseball?
Staples. Yeah, how do you be a baseball player?
Yeah, exactly. That's no high five, no spit. You can't spit in the field.
Air high five. 6 feet away.
Do you lick your fingers before you pitch the ball?
Yes.
You
I do.
Cut that. That's
I do like this.
It's over for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't do that
We're
anymore.
Done.
It's over for you.
COVID killed it.
Yeah. So hopefully next year be better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So getting back to basketball, one of the most popular things that has been on TV has been The Last Dance, Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls.
Oh,
and that
man.
Have you been watching that?
Hell yeah. I watch that show every Sunday.
I'm tuning in.
First Sunday.
So what'd you think of it? It's over. What'd you think of it? What was your opinion of it?
Man, that guy is amazing.
Right?
Michael is the best.
Best ever. He's the
guy.
He's number
ever.
One.
What would you tell him if you could say something to Michael right now?
He's the best. I would say he's like amazing guy. It's like stuff that he do. I don't think anybody would do that.
So he's the GOAT over LeBron James. That's your opinion.
Oh, for sure, man. Yes. I mean, LeBron is gonna break out the records. He's gonna be out there all the time. But Michael's different. Michael's different. All the stuff that Michael do. Throughout his career. Even Kobe, too. Kobe Bryant?
Yeah.
Yes. Is there anything about The Last Dance or Michael Jordan that stuck out to you? Maybe something that you found out that you didn't know before?
The little it was, man. How did he take that thing and he shoulder it and he just take it to the championship? It's unbelievable.
You talking about when he came back from retirement?
Yeah. The leadership that he bring in that team, the leadership that he bring was amazing.
So you're okay with the leadership that he brings, the type of leader that he was, because some people have had negative things to say about his leadership.
How he was as a teammate.
Yeah.
I mean, it was hard. He was. I mean, but that's the kind of leadership he was.
Yep.
If you want to win a championship, that's the kind of guy that you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I agree. I mean, listen, King, I agree with you, man. And the thing is that he went out there and he performed as well. I mean, he held himself to the same you know, accountability level as he helped everybody else.
Mm-hmm. For sure, man. I mean, I know he thought Orange Grant not too easy in the back games.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the top 10 ESPN came out with the top 10 basketball series of all time.
No, I did not. Hold on. Give me a minute.
All right. We're taking a break here.
What's up, everybody?
Hello.
What are you saying? Oh, you know what I learned that was fascinating? Mind blown. That when MJ went and played baseball in the White Sox organization, that Terry Francona was manager.
Yeah, he was the manager.
I didn't realize that. That was tight.
And I want to hear Terry tell stories.
You know what's the worst part about the last name is what Pippen was been through, man. Pippen was like, you should have paid Pippen.
I know.
He was the second best player on that team, and you don't pay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm Pippen apparently in Rob's eyes anyway. So
Pippen, it kind of looked like Pippen had it rough. But you know what? At that last show, episode number 10, I think Pippen really gained like his respect and who he was as a basketball player. He gained it back. I mean, he played through that game 6. He was hurt. You could see it.
Yeah.
You know, and he fought through it. He kept going back to the locker room, coming back, and persevering.
Look what Michael said. Michael said, we just need depression. Yeah. You need to do it, but we need you in the corner.
Yeah.
My son is a big LeBron guy. Big LeBron.
Really?
After you watch this show, you're going to be a Michael guy.
He's a Michael guy now?
Now he loved that show.
See, the youngsters, they LeBron because that's all they've seen.
Yeah.
That's the best part of the show because now they're going to know how Michael was.
Right.
They don't know LeBron.
There's a whole generation that had no idea.
Right.
Yeah. No clue.
Now they know what Michael did back in the day. It was something else.
Yeah.
I was telling Rob, I'm like, I remember the G-rated version of everything when I was a kid. There's so much more that I learned, of course, just being older. But it's amazing. I mean, we all learned so much just because he's such a private guy.
Do things like that, these kind of documentaries, do they play any role of inspiration for you? I mean, does it inspire you to say, to want to go out there and perform well? It does for me.
Oh, it does for me for sure, man. Those things like, yes, for sure, man. I'm trying to go out there. I mean, like I said before, I probably write a book on my life.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh! I love that.
I got a lot of stuff, a lot of history, a lot of stuff going on that I was like, if I write a book, it could be amazing.
Wait, what would your book be titled?
The Life of King Felix.
Oh.
All right, I think we could work on that a little bit.
The Life of King Felix. The life
of my owner.
The king. How about the king has left the building.
No.
I'm never gonna be the king.
The life of King Felix is perfection.
All right, kissing ass. Okay.
I'm just saying, I know how to sell headlines.
I'm telling you. So I'm just trying to help. I'm just trying to put you on the New York bestsellers list, number one. We gotta work on that a little.
I'm with you, Felix, bro. I think the life of King Felix will be perfect. We've got somebody in our chat wants to know if you have any superstitious. Are you superstitious? Ooh. Do you do any
a lot
superstition things before the game, after the game?
A lot.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said something, man, because sometimes I feel like I shouldn't be superstitious. I'm like,
bro,
I have these superstitions.
Even during the game, it's always three bubble gums for innings. Three bubble gums
per inning.
Per inning, three bubble gums. But when I go out, I take it out and I put my mouth in. Every inning, three. You throw the first part. You throw one over here and two over here. Every inning, same shirt. Same underwear, same socks, same shoes, same glove.
For the game?
Nobody can give me water. I have to get my own water.
Why?
I have to get my own water. You know the trainers give you water. No?
You have to get your own water. All yeah. right.
So I put a lot in the first cup. I put a lot.
That's one good. Step,
spit, throw it away, and then I get the other water, and I drink it, and I throw the cup.
Yeah, COVID threw all your superstitions out the door for sure.
Oh my God! Yeah, for sure.
Wait, so how do you wear the same shit like when you like on a back to back though? Like,
oh, because I'm a starting pitcher. I'm a starting pitcher, so I pitch every 5 days.
He's got time in between.
That's right. That's right.
That's kind of like, I always say, like, that's the best job in baseball.
If you have a bad game, everything's going in the garbage.
Everything goes in the garbage when you have a bad game?
Everything.
So what do you do? Like, do you switch up the draws and the socks, or?
Yeah, socks, draws.
So you like, I got to wear, you know what, I had a bad game last time out.
Shoes going in the garbage. Why do you give those shoes away? No, they're going in the garbage. They just have it in the back end. They're going in the garbage.
Okay, wait, Rob, do you have any of these crazy superstitions?
I do. I have this weird superstition that, like, when I'm on the sideline, I have to stand. I don't have this one anymore, but I used to have to stand to the left side of my coach. When I was first in Seattle, if I was on the sideline, I had to stand. I felt like it was bad luck if I was standing to his right. Like if he was on my right, I had to go to his left, and if he walked, like, say he walked by me, like, in front of me, and I ended up on his right, then I had to walk behind him back to the left. Like, if I went in
damn,
front
that's
of
crazy.
Him,
God,
if I went in,
following this, I'll be honest.
If I went in front of him back to the left, I felt weird. So I would, anytime I did that, I would walk around him. Like, sometimes, like, I'd walk a circle around him. He'd be like, Turbo, what are you doing? I'm like, Coach, I can't even explain it.
You're just following him.
I have to be over here. But I have to do it like this. Like, it has to be in order like this. Like, that's one of my superstitions. Like,
I always said in the last corner of the dugout, I always said that. If it's just, like, something in there, like a glove from a teammate, he's going, go. It's my glove, my mouthpiece, and my hat. I'm sitting over here.
I try to avoid splitting a pole that's taller than me and another person. If we're like walking on the street or in a parking lot or whatever, there's like a light pole or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, we can't split it. Like, we can't walk with the pole in between us. Like, we have to be on the same side, or else it's like bad luck or something like that. And then when I, like, in a parking stall, like, if I park next to a handicap stall, like, or if I'm like walking into a store or something like that, like, I'm not allowed to walk in the handicap or I feel like that's like bad luck. Like, I'll walk around to avoid walking in the handicap.
Oh, shit.
It's just like when you like try to not step on the cracks on like the sidewalks.
No, I don't. I have to jump the lines too. I have to jump the lines.
I don't like walking on cracks.
I go tippy toes, jump the line, always go that way. Tippy toes, always arms up and go like this.
Oh, man.
I can't step on the cracks on the sidewalks. I can't do that.
Oh, man. Mm-mm. I'm with you guys on that one.
Any other good comments? I haven't been checking.
What is your favorite pitch to throw?
Changeup.
And why?
Well, if you wanna go back in the days or Felix now?
Both. I need both.
I would say back in the day I was throwing 98, 99, so it was a fastball.
Right.
Okay.
By 9, 10, 11, 12, I fall in love with the changeup because it was amazing. It was make kids look stupid.
Yeah.
That's my favorite now.
Do you have
hey, curveball too.
Do you have the ability to throw a knuckleball?
I never, man. I always try. I can't do it. I can't do it.
Gosh. That's crazy.
I don't know. I buy my nails, but these are the only nails I don't buy because I throw my curveball like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't buy this nail. So.
Wait, so you need a nail? You need a nail to throw a curveball?
No, because I put it, like, I spike it.
Interesting.
Let me see if I got a baseball over here. Hold on, I'll show you. How did I throw it?
Yeah, so in order to throw a curveball, you need a little bit of a nail.
We're gonna live demonstration over here.
Yeah, he's gonna live demonstrate his curveball.
I'll put him back on a full screen shot in a second.
Oh, just give me 1 minute.
Can't wait to see this.
Well, I mean, you gave me all the time in the world, so.
I got one. I just got this ball to say I'm 40 all time career strikeout number 2,499. So I'm gonna use this one.
Wait, show us.
Okay.
No, say this. I don't know if you can see it. No, that's too bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But hold it up.
No, I throw the curveball like this. Look, it's fine. Okay.
Hopefully, none of the other baseball players in the league. Sorry, guys, I got to look to my left to see the screen. Okay. So, but what does the nail do?
That's why I don't buy this nail, because I've spiked the ball.
Okay, I see. So I need it. When you were throwing your fastball back in the day, was it a two seamer or a four?
It was multiple, four seam and two seam.
Okay, both hit 98, 99.
Man, that was fun back in the day. It was fun, really, really fun.
Who's the most challenging batter you've had to face in your career?
Right now, or back in the day?
Both.
Well, back in the day, it was Joe Mauer, Michael Jome. Right now, it's Mike Trout. Nick Markakis back in the day when he was in Baltimore. He was tough out.
Yeah.
What about now?
Mike Trout, he said.
Oh,
Mike Trout. But those names,
Mike Trout.
But those names back in the day.
He's my guy. I love him.
Those names back in the day that you mentioned, like Mike Bauer. I mean, I just feel like, you know, some of the guys, they just don't compare to, like,
no, man, it's different now. Back in the day, just get basic. Now, everybody trying to launch the ball.
Joe Mauer's, like, old now.
Yeah, he's retired.
He's a grandpa.
Of course.
Yeah, but now everybody's trying to hit homers, so it's different. Back in the day, it was the basic. Now everybody's trying to launch the ball.
So in sports, you know, we do this debate. You know, they do, you know, top five basketball players of all time. In football, it's kind of, I guess they kind of do the same thing in football as well, like top 10 football players. Usually they try to do it by position because there's so many players, but I guess you can do it generally. Is that a debate that happens in baseball? Do you guys debate, man?
I can give you every guy in every position by my like what I feel like.
So you can give me the best player at all nine positions all time.
Yes.
Let's go.
I don't know. Well, I'm gonna go with my best friend, my brother, and third base, Adrian Beltre. This is my guy. He's a tough man at every
ball. Yes.
Okay. He's my guy.
So you're not going with Cal Ripken?
No, I'm going with Adrian Beltre. No, it's my brother.
Okay.
Shortstop, I go with Austin Smith.
So we're not going with Jeter.
Man, I'll go with Jeter.
It can be Aussie. I'm just, you know.
I'll go with Jeter.
Just, you know, here for the debate.
Second base. I'm going to go second base. Roberto Alomar.
I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Okay, first base.
I wish I had a graphic so I could put everyone up.
First base is going to be tough. I mean, first base is going to be tough. You got Jim Thome. You got Mark. I think Mark McGuire played first base.
No, you know what? I was there, Frank Thomas.
Frank Thomas? I thought Frank Thomas played. He played first base?
Well, he played first base in DH.
And then, for whatever reason, I thought he'd move to right field maybe later in his career.
No, he played first base. Right field.
Frank Thomas is an excellent choice. One of my favorite players of all time.
Right field, Ichiro.
Ichiro. Yes.
Yeah. Junior in center field. Junior, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep. King Griffey,
for sure. Left. Damn, what the fuck is this? Left. Any names out there?
Did Vladimir Guerrero play left field?
Oh, Vladdy. Whoa. I got him.
Did he play left field? Guerrero? Vladimir Guerrero?
No, he played right field. He played right field.
Okay, okay.
See, and he didn't even he didn't want to speak English. He's one of those guys.
He's bad at speaking for himself.
What do you think about his son? Pretty good baseball player?
He's a good player. He's a good player.
Good.
A lot of talent. Left field, I don't know what left field. I pass him left field because I don't got any names in there.
Barry Bonds.
Yes.
Yeah, he's Barry Bonds.
He played center, but he played left, you know.
All right, yes. I think, yeah, Barry Bonds for sure.
Okay, there
one
it is.
One of the best hitter.
Speaking of Barry.
My favorite guy, Tim Salmon, forever. This is my guy.
Speaking of Barry for a second, obviously not in the Hall of Fame. A lot of people feel like
he should be for sure.
What's your opinion? Yes, he should be in the Hall of Fame, no, without a doubt.
Without a doubt, he should be in the Hall of Fame.
I agree.
Okay, what about Pete Rose?
Yep, for sure.
I love this.
You're just like, forget it, man. It's like, listen, if you played well, if you had a Hall of Fame career,
100 times a hit, so you're not going to be in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
And then Bonds 7,000 homers, and you're not going to be in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Your personal life shouldn't affect your baseball life. Right?
Exactly, yes.
All right, continue. Where we at? That was it. Oh, we got to do pitcher and catcher.
And catcher, yeah.
Oh, catcher. That was the... As a catcher, what you got there? What you got?
Well, he had, let's see. He had...
Johnny Bench.
Johnny Bench?
Yeah, Johnny Bench.
I don't remember that name.
I remember Benji Molina.
Yeah, I remember like Mike Piazza.
No, it wasn't. Oh, no, Pudge Rodriguez. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
A pitcher, I'm going to be confident. I'm going to say me, but I'm not going to say it.
What position did Ivan Rodriguez play?
He's a catcher.
He was a catcher, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. He was great.
What are we going to do with a pitcher? You guys pick. I'm not going to pick. I'm a pitcher.
I'm gonna go with Troy Percival, Percy. Like, I'm a loyal Angels fan.
I'm just gonna go retired players. You're not retired, so you can't be a part of this list.
No.
Okay. I don't know because there's just too many great ones. I mean,
no, I will say as pitcher right now, or like.
No, be all time. Not
like,
now.
All time.
Not now.
Yeah, not now.
Past. That's what I don't know.
No, I will say.
Or Trevor Hoffman, or you know, guys like that.
Mariano Rivera.
Yeah, Mariano Rivera. Yeah. Oh my God, I thinking? Yes.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Mariano
Hell
Rivera.
Yeah. Sorry,
Hell
I yeah. screamed.
Even though he was only a closer.
Yeah, but he was.
He's a guy. He dominated, dog. Mariano Rivera, for sure. I agree with you on that, man. 100%.
Yeah, I remember his last game. That was so emotional.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, for sure.
It was. What do you think about his replacement, Chapman?
Jesus Christ.
You all right? He's all right, huh?
He's really good. It's really, really good.
That's what's up. Well, man, we don't want to take up too much of your time, dog. If there's anything else you want to say, you know, to the fans, Bridget, if you have anything else for them.
I want to say thank you for the support. All my fans, thank you for the support. Go on my Instagram. There's a lot of new stuff coming up. So.
Yes. No, I love
that. Go on my Instagram. The Real King Felix 34.
The Real King Felix. Oh, it's under. It's right here. It's on the screen. I put it on the screen. It's right there. People can see it.
Check it out.
So go to his Instagram.
You get hats, and now shoes coming up. So
yes, shoes coming out next week, you guys. Right. This is exciting.
Right. Man, go support King Felix. Hey, man, listen, all love, bro. For real talk.
I appreciate it, Turbo, brother.
Really, really appreciate you coming on to the show. Stay safe out there, man. Good luck this season. Hope you have a great year. Hope you win the World Series, bro.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, man. There. Thanks for the invite. Thank you, Bridget.
Thank you for coming on. This is awesome. And thank you guys for joining us.
All right, bro.
Thank you, guys.
Peace.
All right, you too, man. Stay safe.
in my mouth double as a freeze ray. The grills in my mouth double as a freeze ray.